Why did you decide that you wanted another shot at the city council?
Well, Jason, it's been something that before I served, before I won election 2003 and served the one term there, I had thought about doing this. Grew up in this town, love this town, want to be part of the decisions that will affect the future. I've got an 11-year-old daughter growing up here in the city. She deserves what's best. All the people who make this their home deserve what's best, and not that it's the city's responsibility to make sure everybody's happy in their position in life, but definitely what we can do as a city to grow Burlington and increase the population and the sunshine that falls on Southeast Iowa. I just want to be part of that.
What's the biggest challenge facing Burlington right now?
It's definitely the budget. A lot of cities are facing the same kind of things. States cutting back on how they're funding their cities. Cities don't want to raise taxes. Every city's going through this. Burlington, I think, may be affected a little bit more than some others. We're under some state-mandated sewer separation project. The DNR stepped in and said that this has to be done in a timely manner, and things like that affect the budget. When we're not getting the revenues that we need, then that makes it a little bit tougher to plan and to complete projects.
What's an area when it comes to the budget? How do you address this? How would you go about addressing the situation?
Well, we have to look at every department. Council needs to be more involved in the budgeting process. Not that we need to become micromanagers and telling department heads, where they need to shave the dollars, but definitely to be involved in budget discussions. I've encouraged in the past, when I was last on council, promoted this to other council members that at least two council members sit in with a department head in their budget discussions with the city manager. That was opposed by one of the candidates running this time around. That was too much what he called micromanagement at that time. But I really see that as a strong way for the council to be invested in the budgeting process and to have more knowledge to bring to the table. If you have a couple council members sitting on the police department budgeting and a couple different council members sitting on the fire department and, different two sitting with the parks department, I think when everybody sits down together at the table, then there's a lot better comprehension of the budget instead of just looking at a fund accounting sheet.
In the past, I know you have said that you did not support an increase in the property tax rate. Is that still the case? And if so, how do you go about solving the issues without a tax increase?
I pray that I can stay true to my word on that. It's a difficult thing to say that you're not going to vote for a tax increase and then sit in the room with the department heads, cutting as much as they think they can cut and nobody really seeing any more fat on the bone, so to speak. But I think with our property tax levy right now, we've got one of the highest property tax levies in Iowa. Our aggregate tax for Burlington citizens is in the top 10% of the cities in Iowa. I think there's always going to be room to not cut services, but to be more selective with how those services are delivered. Of course, you can't select a fire response, send fire trucks to a building that's not burning down instead of one that's on fire. That's not what they do. Police officers have to respond in a prioritized manner to police calls all day and all night. Some things will never change. And as long as there's not private competition for a public service, and the city can deliver it in a cost-effective manner, then they should continue doing such.
Should there be more of a look at privatization?
Oh, most definitely. A lot of us have talked about whatever we can do to get something off the city's back is a good thing, generally. Right now we've got this discussion with Venue Works at the top of our plate. It's been in the news today. It's something that I'm not sure that's the best option, but it's a start in having the discussion.
and I know this will probably be the final thing because I know you got to get going. In terms of employee benefits, does that need to be closer examined by the city?
It definitely does. You know, I'm 100% for paying a fair wage for a hard day's work. I'll never deviate from that. A person is definitely worth what they can show to their employer. With that said, the public sector employee needs to be paid equally to what their private sector counterpart would be. We can look back in the past and say, well, traditionally their public sector employees haven't been paid as well, and now they're getting their comeuppance. Well, I don't think we've got room in the budget for any sort of that comeuppance. We need to pay a fair wage for a fair day's work, and I hate to say it because I have friends who work in the city, but if there's a better job for them in the private sector, maybe they need to consider going that direction. And, and vice versa, a lot of people try to get in the city because of great benefits. It shouldn't be like winning the lottery.